Chapter 11. A Surprise Announcement. It happened on Tuesday afternoon. Paloma was talking happily to Marta as they walked to their mum's car after school. But their mother's face told them that something was drastically wrong. She had obviously been crying. The drive home was terrible. Mum didn't say a word. The girls sat in silence, and even David was unusually quiet. When they got home, their mother told them to go into the living room and sit down. Then she made her announcement. "You're going to Spain for the half-term holiday," she said. "You'll stay with your grandparents in Madrid for 10 days. You'll leave on Friday night and come back the following Sunday." David was the first to speak. He loved going to his grandparents, as they had 2 dogs.
"Oh, great," he said. "That's really good news. And I thought there was a problem."
He gave his mother a hug and went to take Rex for a walk. Marta and Paloma looked at their mother, frightened. They wanted to ask why they had to go to their grandparents, but weren't sure that they wanted to know the answer. Suddenly, Paloma had a terrible thought. If she went to Madrid, she would miss the school trip. She really wanted to go, but didn't know what to say. She had a horrible feeling that this was going to be the end of her world, the new world she knew and liked.
"Aren't you and Dad coming too?" Marta asked finally.
"No, we're staying in London," her mother answered. "I don't want to worry you, so I don't want to tell you any more."
"Mum, we're already worried," Marta said. "I don't think you can worry us much more."
Her mother was silent for a few moments. "Your father is having problems. His job isn't going so well," she said. Her voice was very quiet. "It's not his fault. He's got too much pressure. We want to be alone during the holidays to try and solve our problems. Please don't ask me any more questions." The 2 girls went up to Paloma's bedroom, where they talked for a long time and tried to comfort each other. Finally, Paloma told Marta that she would have to miss the field trip. "I know it's not important compared to our other problems, but I'm really sad that I'll have to miss it," she said.
"It's too late to talk about it now," Marta replied. "Let's discuss it in the morning. Maybe we can think of something. Do you want something to eat now?"
"No, I'm not hungry," said Paloma. "I think I'll go to bed." The 2 girls said goodnight and Marta went to her room, but neither of them slept very well that night. The next morning, Paloma explained to her friends that her parents were having problems, that she had to go to Madrid and would miss the field trip. Everyone was very sad, especially Alexa. "Paloma helped me with my problem," she thought. "I'd like to help her now, but I don't know what to do."
"I've got a suggestion," Gary said. "Perhaps you could go on the field trip and then go to Madrid on Tuesday morning."
"Oh, Gary, that's a great idea. I'll ask my mother," exclaimed Paloma. Impulsively, she gave him a kiss on the cheek.
Gary looked embarrassed at first, but then he looked quite happy.
Paloma's mother agreed to Gary's suggestion. Marta and David would go to Madrid as planned, and Paloma would go 4 days later. Paloma went to bed that night feeling better. "I've got real friends now," she thought. "I don't think Eva would do something like that for me."